What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to restaurant called out for denying service to Christians. I'm not a religious person, but I do marketing advertising for a living, and that is a terrible marketing strategy. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors, Dizzle.
It's that turn, that lick, that slap. And it's that one, that hey. Everybody talking about Dizzle, new drink. That's that turn, that lick, that slap. And it's that one, that hey. Everybody talking about Dizzle, new drink. They like.
They like, do you Dizzle? If not, you can Dizzle too. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mix with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, just go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that is actual locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas as well. All right, so let's get into it.
A restaurant in Richmond, Virginia, refused to serve members of a conservative Christian group over its views on abortion and traditional marriage. The Family Foundation says it had scheduled an event at Metzger Bar and Butchery last week. They say management from that bar canceled their reservation with only 2 hours before the event. The wait staff apparently was told about the group's beliefs and then refused to serve them. Metzger's Bar posted a statement without naming the Family Foundation. Part of it reads this way. We have always refused service to anyone for making our staff uncomfortable or unsafe. All of our staff are people with rights and deserve dignity and a safe work environment. A new op-ed is asking this. Does President Biden's Justice Department care about the civil rights of Christians? Arguing if national civil rights legislation is to be enforced, it should be enforced even-handedly. If Metzger's had denied service to a Muslim group, the Biden Justice Department would rush to the aid of the Muslims.
I agree.
If it won't protect likewise Christian groups, the department itself is engaged in bigotry by omission. Victoria Cobb is the president of the Family Foundation of Virginia. Victoria, thank you for being in focus. First of all, I want to get your reaction to the next level in all of this, which is civil rights.
Yeah, we were certainly shocked that this happened. And I think most people assume that food service is something that we can all agree on. And so it is stunning. And it does feel a bit like no Christians can eat here. Because if you go right to our website at familyfoundation.org, where the staff member said they Googled us, you'll find that we are a faith-based organization. So it absolutely does feel like there's a religious discrimination happening by this restaurant.
So when
Let me interject here. Just give you some context. I'm not a religious person at all. But I own a marketing advertising company. I promote a lot of music. And this you know what, and let me put myself on the bigger screen here. I promote a lot of music. And I end up promoting a lot of music that I don't like. And I don't sit there and say, well, I don't like your music, so I can't promote it. See, because that's the thing about the music business. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean 100,000, 200,000 other people might like it. Or a million people might like it. Who knows? Just because I don't like something doesn't mean somebody else won't. I can't stand heavy metal music. But if somebody pays me to promote heavy metal music, I'm going to give them the same courtesy, the same effort that I would any other genre of music. I typically don't like promoting Christian music, but I will. I won't discriminate nobody based on their genre. And that's what I'm seeing here. It's like, this is a very poor marketing strategy. Like, I would never tell somebody, hey, you can't order from me because I don't like your religious beliefs. And this idea that just because you don't agree with somebody's beliefs, their religious beliefs or their beliefs on abortion, that they're making the environment unsafe for you, is horseshit. It's complete bullshit. It's the business even putting out a statement saying that, that's complete misinformation. Nobody is unsafe just because you don't agree with somebody's views on abortion. That is complete fucking horse shit. Let's keep it moving.
You talk about the wait staff. It seems like Metzger's Bar is putting it off
a bunch
on
of sensitive little bitches,
not taking full responsibility for hiring people who might have a problem with people's faith.
Yeah.
Am I reading that correctly?
Well, certainly they can put it off on their team, but the owner made the phone call. They've put out an official statement. And the bottom line is the buck stops with the owner of the restaurant.
And he's probably going to lose business and deserves to.
Even if their employees are discriminatory, they can be.
That's what it is. It's discrimination.
But that's not the right of a restaurant to simply say, hey, we're just not going to let you eat here.
Because we don't like your views.
Who got the phone call from the owner of the restaurant? Was it you? I guess that's all.
You know what? Before she goes on, there'd be like, this would be like Chick-fil-A saying, hey, you know, because Chick-fil-A is a Christian-based business. That's why they're off every Sunday. It'd be like Chick-fil-A saying, hey, you can't eat here because you're Muslim or you're Jewish or you're a Buddhist or you're a pagan, you know. That's the thing. I don't believe in Islam, Judaism, or Christianity. You know, what, are you going to deny me service because I don't believe what you believe? I would never do that. That's the worst marketing strategy ever, worst business strategy ever. This is what cancel culture is all about. This is what real cancel culture is. When a business cancels themselves because they alienate half of their consumer base by taking a political stance or taking a religious stance. You know, the only religion and the only politics that matter in business is not black or white or Christian or Jewish or Islam. It's green. It's the almighty dollar. Let's hear what she got to say.
All one topic. And the other thing is this: 2 hours to go. What happened? Like, don't they know who's working for them and how they feel about things? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it seems a little ridiculous that they waited till the very last minute and called a member of my team. And it's because they were, you know, this is the member involved with setting up the reservation. And so thankfully, we were able to pivot to another restaurant that graciously hosted us. And since then, we've got, you know, so many offers from folks. Hey, you can eat here. We're so glad you're standing up for freedom. I think
yes.
Americans don't want to hear that we're at the point where we're so divided on things like faith and our views on issues that we'd get to the point where we're eating in different restaurants. That's not America. That's not the freedom that we love. And it's not civility.
Well, that's a really good point. And that would really be sad.
It's not civil.
Especially if people are
just because somebody doesn't like your views, you can't eat it.
I wonder what people are thinking. One last one. How many people were in your group? I'm just curious. You say you moved on with your business. What did Metzger's Bar? I mean, they've got a whole future that they'll miss out on now.
Yep.
Yeah, we were able to pivot to another restaurant. It was about 15 or 20 people. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed that we were able to do that on such quick notice. But there's a lot of customers that are now going to pivot themselves to a restaurant that doesn't have a litmus test at the door. They're going to choose other establishments. It's not a business model I would recommend to anyone.
Thank you.
For the legal reasons,
it's the worst. It's the worst business model.
And they don't want to be judged for their faith, for their beliefs, for what they hold dear. And it's sad that we're even having to have this kind of a dialogue
it
about
is.
Food service.
Yeah.
That business deserves to lose all the business that they can. I mean, if they lose a ton of business, they put this on themselves. Like, business, I say this time and time and time again, businesses can't take political and religious stances that you alienate, you know, half your consumer base. You can't do that. You can't say, hey, you can't eat here because you're not the same religion, or you can't eat here because you don't have the same political views, or you can't eat here because you don't believe what I believe in abortion. I mean, this is, you ain't got to worry about cancel culture coming into play. These businesses are canceling themselves by doing that shit, you know, and it's not civil. It does. It's like, what happened to freedom of religion? Yeah, we're really a really, really dark place in America right now. We really are dark place. Once again, I thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.